asked much of anything. The fact of the matter is, but I get to answer.
The former vice president also pushing back against CBS moderators looking to cut him off.
Here's the deal. I'm not out of time. You spoke over time, and I'm going to talk. Here's the deal.
During the debate in Charlotte, Biden sidestepping the question of whether he'd drop out if he doesn't win the South Carolina primary Saturday. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg also fending off attacks on his billionaire status from some like Sanders, who Bloomberg calls unelectable. And the Indiana grandfather of a toddler who fell to her death from an open window on a cruise ship in Puerto Rico last October will plead guilty in her death, a family attorney saying it's to avoid jail time. America's listening to Fox News.
I don't wanna get sick when I go on a plane, 'cause coronavirus is all over the place. Dudes coughing right into your face, it is so gross. All vacation I'll cover my mouth and my nose. No shoes, no shirt, in a face mask. At the beach, wearing a plague mask. Protects from the sun and also from Wuhan. While I lay back with no shoes, no shirt, and a face mask.
All right, at 7:03, I got something on Facebook. Take a look at what I have on the screen there.
Okay.
And it's a can of Lysol
disinfected,
which is what I have in my hand.
Right.
Uh-huh. I keep one in here in the studio.
Yeah.
And on the back where the ingredients are listed, the word human coronavirus is circled. Now, let me see if this is...
Can you read that?
No.
You want to hand it
it's
over?
Under duck hepatitis B.
If you can see it...
It's under duck hepatitis B.
Yeah.
Holy cow. All right, where's the...
injury? Right under Staphylococcus succus skin infection.
Let's see.
Influenza.
It's right above minutes. The finger in the picture.
Yeah, yeah, thanks.
I don't want to repost that. I'd like to know why that's an ingredient in Lysol. That's supposed to keep us germ-free, right?
Well... It must be manufactured in China.
Look at that picture.
All right, you look at that, and we'll come back to Jay, but first...
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
I just dialed up the Birmingham radar. We can see some showers, you know, just beyond Birmingham and Tuscaloosa. This is along an Arctic front that will sweep across the state today. Could there be a shower in the area? Sure, it's possible. A few spotty showers. I think a lot of towns will stay dry as the cold front sweeps through. It will become breezy today. Upper 50s for a high, but dropping later in the day. We'll fall to the 40s by this evening, then the 30s overnight. Overnight low temperature 31, but the wind chill factor will be more like the low 20s tomorrow morning, first thing. Dress in layers. Sunshine, but rather raw tomorrow. I call 49 degrees for a high, raw, a little breezy. Down to 29 by the first thing on Friday morning. Friday's high in the upper 50s to around 60. We're still dry, but that's a windy day. And then colder again with the next front on Friday night. I think Saturday and Sunday's dry. I've got us in the mid-60s by Sunday afternoon. Oh, and there's a big deal storm system about a week away that I'm afraid could be a severe weather situation, perhaps Tuesday night into Wednesday. Right now, west winds at 7, temperature 46, it's 7:07.
All right, let's go back to correspondent Jay Scott for...
Well, oddly enough, the Lysol can does not list ingredients. There's nothing in here that, there's nothing on this list that says, here's what's in this. It does tell you about all the things that it can take care of and kill, and there's nothing about coronavirus on this label.
On that one, but they've redone the label since?
Yeah, what's the expiration date on that? 2006.
2015.
Okay.
So we're using outdated Lysol in here?
Oh, here we go. Active ingredients on the front, which is nowhere near where it shows on that picture.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, yeah, nothing about...
Coronavirus.
Ethanol, ammonium saccharide and stuff. Yeah. But there's nothing in here about coronavirus. Nothing on this bottle about coronavirus. Again, from 2015. Go out and buy a new one. I have no idea what it would say. But
a lot of scary stuff. Pseudomonas putida.
But the ingredients, this is the weird thing. Like, I don't know where he's looking at. But the ingredients are listed on the front, and it's only this big.
What do they got in there?
I tried to pronounce it. Something alkyl, dimethyl, benzyl, ammonium, saccharide.
Oh, that.
And ethanol.
We call it azole for short.
I mean, it's not much at all. So, I don't know. Whatever you've got there, I think is probably a...
Internet myth?
Little scammy scam. Little fakey fake.
Why do people find it necessary to do this, you know?
Somebody does it, and then a bunch of people pick up on it, and then it spreads, and then that's how fake news gets around, man.
I've wasted so much time on this, I still don't have a convoluted intro for Random Facts.
Oh, no.
I've got just minutes I'll tell you what, Jay.
Do something out of virus.
Let's talk about our buddy, Mr. Pasley.
I would love to talk about Dr. Jeff Pasley. He is, and I got to put the doctor in there. He didn't go to that many years of medical school just to be called Mr. Dr. Jeff Pasley in Millbrook for Millbrook Family Chiropractic. If you woke up and felt a little weird this morning as far as, you know, aches, pains, that sort of thing, check him out, millbrookchiropractor.com. If you've already been suffering from that and you're on pills to get rid of the pain on a daily basis that you're going to continue to be using, get a refill, go back to the store, get it filled, take them again every day just to get rid of the pain temporarily, try to do it permanently, and see what Dr. Jeff Pasley can figure out at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Go online to millbrookchiropractor.com. Lists all their services right there on their website. You can call them at 285-8483. Their number is at their website. You can fill out the new patient forms. You can schedule an appointment. Everything you need to know, the insurance, all this stuff is at their website. One-stop shop for your chiropractic needs. millbrookchiropractor.com for Dr. Jeff Pasley and Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
9 minutes after 7 o'clock, Random Facts coming up. It'll be followed by a $10 food outlet pop quiz question based on something Jay passes along. And a little bit later this hour, the brand new food outlet specials. Of course, it's always cost plus 10 throughout the store at 7:10.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Montgomery County Commission passed a proclamation in support of an ad valorem tax increase Tuesday night. Now it's up to Alabama lawmakers to pass the proposal in the legislature before it could go to a vote from the people. The Salvation Army of Montgomery is now one step closer to moving from its Maxwell Boulevard location. The organization has signed a memorandum of understanding to sell its buildings and property to the city of Montgomery and then purchase a new building from the city. And Alabama Arise is calling for an end to Alabama's grocery tax. The group says it's a tax on basic survival. Alabama is one of only three states that has a grocery tax. There's a bill moving through the state house that would repeal the 4% grocery tax if it's passed. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Many times I said we would drain the swamp, and that's exactly what we're doing right now.
But President Trump can't drain the swamp by himself. Here in Alabama, we have two candidates for Congress who are part of the swamp. Jeff Coleman was sued by the DOJ for defrauding the military. And while Troy King was attorney general, he solicited political favors from a target of his office's investigation. Jeff Coleman and Troy King embody self-serving politics as usual. Only Terry Hasdorf will help President Trump drain the swamp. Hasdorf is pro-life, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-wall, and doesn't care about pleasing the political class. Terry Hasdorf is a true conservative Republican we can trust. Help President Trump drain the swamp. On Tuesday, March 3rd, vote Terry Hasdorf for Congress.
Making Congress Great Again PAC is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Making Congress Great Again PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.makingcongressgreatagain.com.
saddle up for the 63rd annual Southeastern Livestock Exposition Rodeo at Garrett Coliseum, March 19th through the 21st. We're bringing the best of PRCA cowboys and bucking stock to Montgomery. Freestyle bullfights, children's events, and entertainment for the whole family. Ticket deals for active military, a Friday night family four-pack, and learn how your children can get in free. Purchase tickets at slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO2.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Lewis Lawn Equipment on Northeastern Boulevard for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
7:13 on this Way Back Wednesday, this is actually Farrah Fawcett and Penny Marshall from Laverne and Shirley.
Lucy, let me borrow your shampoo.
What a roommate. Can't you ever buy your own stuff?
Well, Lucy, I'm not exactly dressed to go to the store right now.
How convenient.
Head and shoulders. I know it really works against your dandruff, but what about my gorgeous hair?
Your gorgeous hair will love it. You know, it is the best-selling shampoo in America.
Best-selling dandruff shampoo, you mean?
Best-selling shampoo of any kind.
Know what I think?
You think you look adorable.
Not just that, hon. I think your shampoo did a terrific sexy number on my hair. I love it.
I'm glad. Now you could buy the Head and Shoulders. We're out.
Okay. Can I borrow some money?
Head and Shoulders. Hates your dandruff. Loves your hair.
And now, the radio bit that stands heads and shoulders above all others.
Random facts.
Hey, nice.
Good. See?
That was good.
You didn't have an idea a little while ago.
You came up with one. We're proud of you, son.
This is so stupid.
You know, you get a lot of use out of that.
Yeah.
Did you know a retired U.S. Army sergeant and Vietnam veteran became the first paralyzed American to successfully finish the New York City Marathon?
Wow.
She used a robotic exoskeleton device to complete the 26.2-mile journey over 3 days.
I love this. I mean, shows the human spirit.
Well, you know, when we talk about Gulf States mobility, this is what James Garrett and Tommy Johnson are always talking about.
Mm-hmm.
People, they not only want to overcome whatever the situation is and not wallow in self-pity,
right.
They want to do something extraordinary, and they want to do it for themselves.
That speaks volumes.
Did you know it was forbidden? Forbidden.
Forbidden. That's one word I remember in German. Verboten.
Verboten.
Right. Verboten.
Yeah. Or as we like to say, verboten.
Verboten.
Go
ahead.
It was forbidden for the feet of Aztec rulers to touch the ground. So their servants, or whatever they were called, would lay out pieces of clothes for them to step on, and they were carried around in litters for ceremonial occasions.
I must be an Aztec ruler because I'm stepping on clothes all morning long.
Yeah,
left on the floor.
My house, yeah.
Did you know of the term listomania?
Listomania?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Is that what you got there? No, that's Lysol.
That's Lysol.
Oh.
Listomania is...
Listomania.
When you're afraid of lists. No, that's listophobia. Pardon me.
No. This was...
He was a composer, right?
He was, yeah. Franz Liszt.
Liszt.
Which I'm sure I'm butchering the name here. Anyway, it was an intense fan frenzy directed towards the Hungarian composer during his performances. His fans would swarm over him. They would fight over his handkerchiefs and gloves and try to get locks of his hair. I don't know how.
Thomas goes through that when he goes to the store.
Sure, right? Yeah. Tom Jones has that problem. I'm talking about the singer.
Oh, that been our engineer?
No.
Yeah. And, of course, there was a song. What's the name of that band?
Who?
No.
Didn't the Who?
Phoenix. The band Phoenix.
Yeah, what about them?
They had a song called Listomania.
Oh, yeah.
Listomania. Yeah.
There was a movie called Nystomania.
Was there?
I'm pretty sure I'm remembering that correctly.
Yeah, you probably are. You look it up.
I'll report back to you in a moment, Chief.
All right. Thanks there, Cub reporter. Did you know, in a few other languages, roller coasters are still literally referred to as Russian mountains, which were huge artificial ice slides introduced to Western Europe by Russian immigrants, to remind them of home. These ramps, which were up to 200 feet tall, were the predecessors of modern roller coasters.
Okay.
How you come up with that?
Roger Daltrey started a movie called Listomania in 1975, and it's available. Well, yeah, you can get it on Prime Video.
Oh, and that's why you were like, oh, The Who.
Yeah.
Because it was Roger Daltrey. Okay. See? Yeah, I see.
I don't remember that from personal experience. My older brother told me.
B-S. Or your older sister who has a birthday today.
B-S. Yeah, her. That's right. Jody.
Did you know that before 1923, traffic signals had no yellow light? It was just green and red.
What did they used to say? Green is...
It's hard on brakes.
Green is go. Yellow is go faster.
Did you know 2 billion year old water was discovered in a mine in Timmins, Ontario, by the University of Toronto geoscientists? Now, I know what you're thinking. Hasn't water been on the Earth since creation? Well, yeah, of course it has. But this is isolated water. It's not stuff like from the oceans or anything like that, but just isolated, not like a lake or a river or ocean water or anything like that. It's been unaffected by the surrounding environment. So it was, and it was the oldest water in the world.
Wow.
Some of the geologists that were working with the water did have a sample of it. They took a taste.
Yes.
Dipped the Barbara Sherwood, dipped the tip of her finger in this water, tasted it with her tongue. She found the ancient sample very salty and bitter, but and much saltier than seawater.
Huh. I don't think I would stick my finger in that. I'm just not going to do that.
You don't know where that finger's been.
I know, exactly. That's right. Get that out of here.
You don't know where that finger's been. Did you know the name plastic surgery has nothing to do with the material? It comes from the Greek word plastik, which means the art of modeling.
Ah, who knew?
Yep.
Wow, that's Greek to me.
Did you know the main purpose of an extractor fan in the bathroom?
Is that like an exhaust fan?
Yeah. It's there to remove moisture rather than get rid of the smell.
Really?
It's a bonus that it does get rid of the smell, but it's there mainly to remove moisture.
I heard that it gets so dense in the men's room downstairs, they have to sharpen the blades to get it to look down.
Take it to Lewis Long. Coming up on Random Facts, we only got about 3 more to here to go.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you want me to...
No.
I can...
We keep them wanting more. That's showbiz rule number one.
All right. Well, we have 3 very interesting random facts on the way.
Okay.
I'm not even gonna bother to tease each individual one. Okay.
All right. I have more than 3 outstanding specials at Food Outlet this week.
I'm sure you do.
And they're brand new. Just hot off the presses?
Hot off the presses today.
Hot off the broken printer downstairs.
Yep.
Bluebell ice cream.
Hey, where are we at?
That's a real half gallon, $4.64.
There we go.
And I need to tell you that when Mrs. Riddlebuddle was sick a couple of weeks ago and her belly was on fire, we needed to get some ice cream, so I had to run to the local chain store.
Yeah, how much did it cost there?
$5.99, and it wasn't a full half gallon.
Oh. I always see it for close to $8.
Well, Bluebell, yeah, $7.99 or higher at the chains, $4.64, and that's all flavors at Food Outlet. But wait. There's more. Chicken breast, boneless chicken breast, $1.57 a pound. I don't recall ever seeing it that low, at least in many, many years. That's an amazing price.
That's five $5.92 at some other stores. Yeah.
See what I mean? In the meat department alone, when you compare the prices at food outlets to what you're paying in the chains, we're not talking about a few cents or a coupon's worth of difference. We're talking about usually $2 to $3 a pound on almost everything. T-Bones, $5.96 at food outlet. Chuck Roast, our buddy, is back.
Oh, Chuck.
Yeah, $2.96. And I got a great Facebook message from somebody yesterday who was raving about, I wish I should have thought to look this up, but it was a wonderful compliment to the butcher at the food outlet that I use. And let me see if I can find this really quick. They buy their meat for an event every year at food outlet because they save so much money by going there. And the butcher sets it up ahead of time, and he just, here it is. Let's see. I have to sing praises for your sponsor, Food Outlet in Montgomery. John in the meat department cuts our ribeye steaks for our concession stand at Stanhope Elmore home games, and they are incredible once cooked on the grill. Went by yesterday, and he helped me find a few things we needed. All we do is call ahead, and he goes out of his way to help. It is a great store. We live in Millbrook. We love all of the food outlet locations.
There you go.
Yeah. And everything else in the store is cost plus 10. So do your big weekly grocery shop there. I've been doing it for almost 7 years. I save, and I'm being conservative, $800 a year over the course of a year. That's over $5,000 in the time I've been shopping there, and I'll take that anytime. That's real money to us. So try it sometime. See if it doesn't work for you. Food outlet in Millbrook, Prattville, and on Coliseum Boulevard. Maybe I'll see you there this Sunday morning.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic beginning to get really busy now. Taylor Road, a lot of congestion there, as well as Atlanta Highway inbound to Madison on to downtown. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery at this time. But we have no issues on the interstates. Boulevard, we've got some congestion at the major intersections, and we're seeing a lot of traffic inbound on the Wetumpka Highway and also on the Troy Highway this morning. No accidents in the Montgomery area reported to us to pass along to you. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Grab a pen and paper, because in just a second, I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Now, while you're getting your stuff together, let me tell you about my friend David Ernest. David's an asset preservationist, and you might not know what that means. David is the guy that's going to help you keep your money. That's right, you've been saving for retirement, and it'll be here before you know it. And the stock market can go up, and it can go down. But down is a word that is not in David's vocabulary. I checked with him, and it's just not in there. Neither is the word flabbergasted, but that's a different story altogether. You need to call David Ernest today. 279-7431. Call David Ernest. Set up an appointment. There's no obligation. Won't cost you a dime. 279-7431. Call David Ernest today. And if the word flabbergasted comes up in the conversation, well, my bad.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
Well, listen to that trombone. That's Bob Rogers. He's a musician, an electrician, small businessman, and a hard worker. Just the kind of guy you want to send to Congress to represent you. Not a millionaire, not a lawyer, a hard worker. hard worker just like you are. Elect Bob Rogers to Congress.
I am Bob Rogers. I paid for and approved this message.
Amendment 1 on your March 3rd ballot would take away your right to vote for state school board and make them all appointed by Governor Ivey. I'm Jim Ziegler, your state auditor. I ask you to vote no on Amendment 1. The same Montgomery insiders that rammed through the gas tax are now trying to get control of the education and retirement funds. The Common Sense Campaign authorized this ad to vote no on Amendment 1.
Paid for by Republican Women of Shelby County.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Lewis Lawn Equipment, a cut above the rest. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment.
To find out how you can help, visit NewsTalk931.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Once upon a time, a guy asked a girl, "Will you marry me?" And she said, "No." And the guy lived happily ever after and rode motorcycles and went fishing and hunting and played golf a lot and drank beer and scotch and left the toilet seat up and farted whenever he wanted. The end.
And now, on this National Fairy Day, let's return to the land of
random facts.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was really good. I like that one.
Thank you very much.
The land of random facts. Once upon a time, Al Roker held the world record for the longest uninterrupted live TV weather report.
Really?
Yeah, actually, he still does hold that world record.
24 hours, was it?
34 hours. Yeah. 34 hours at NBC Studios in New York from November 12th to November 14th, 2014.
Was that for the purpose of setting the record?
I think so.
Just for the purpose of setting the record, yes. Mm-hmm. I don't think there was any sort of event going on during those days at that time. Did you know, relative to its population, Idaho is the fastest growing state in the United States, with roughly 25% of its migrants coming from California?
Yeah. I mean, almost every state close to California, Montana, Idaho, Arizona, Texas, that's where all the Californians are going. The thing is, leave your bad ideas behind that made you flee in the first place.
My brother lived in Coeur d'Alene and loved it.
Is that just in the northern part of the state?
Yeah, it's in part of the panhandle, that thin part in the northern part there.
That part of California. Look, Rosie's from that area. Rosie knows that area really well. She says, California, you know, the big cities get all the attention because they're pooping in the streets in San Francisco and you got miles of tents in L.A. But most of the state, the eastern part of California by the desert and up north, there's counties up there that actually want to secede from the state because they're sick of the craziness.
Yeah. Tahoe's not a bad area of California either.
And finally, did you know that when you cry, your nose runs? And this is because the tears drain into your eyes and out your nose. It's all about sinus stuff, I believe. The tears that come out of your eyes, those are some of the tears that escape your eyes. The tears that don't escape your eyes drain into your nose. And that's why you have a runny nose. So really, when your nose is running, when you're crying, and it gets in your mouth, it's just tears.
Yeah.
A little bit snot.
Yeah. Okay.
Those are your random facts.
Right. Tears, I might taste, but it sounds like a 50s song. So Mark Cumby sent us a picture of a Lysol can that has human coronavirus on the back.
Uh-huh.
But it's listed among a number of
stuff that it prevents or stuff that it works against. Yeah, not the ingredients.
Like if you get a case of Shigella flexneri, it's supposed to...
Which is weird because this is 2015 and there's nothing on here about human coronavirus
at all. It's brand new, right? I mean, it didn't exist when that can was produced.
Staphylococcus aureus. I think that's ED.
Hand, foot, and mouth disease. I see there.
Salmonella enterica. Enterobacteria aerogenes. So it's not on that can?
It is not on this can at all. I see I see anti, oh God, there's a lot of stuff. Viruses, adenovirus type 2, echovirus type 12, hepatitis A, poliovirus type 1, and feline calicovirus, which is the norovirus. That is, that's some of it. There's fungus on here. There's bacteria that it kills. It kills in 30 seconds the avian influenza A virus. What else is on here? Hantavirus, hepatitis B.
But suddenly this is a thing on the
herpes.
Internet. People are discovering human coronavirus on that, on those cans.
Oh, well, I thought I had it. No, it's human immunodeficiency virus type 1, which is HIV. Influenza A virus, B virus, respiratory something virus, rhinovirus type 39, rotavirus, and vaccinia virus. That kills in 30 seconds. Kills in 5 minutes. Salmonella.
Both of them? Sam and Ella, both?
Yeah.
Dad joke time.
Listeria, not Listomania. And some other stuff in here, but nothing about coronavirus.
I think I've cobbled enough here for some animal stories coming up. These two are going to caucus on a podcast.
Oh, yeah, so this is a caucus. We're going to rabble, rabble.
And since we're talking, you can get a can of Lysol at Adams Drugs along with the household needs and over-the-counter needs. But the crisis in pharmaceutical health care these days is too many people at one pharmacy trying to get their needs met. Because of mergers, changes in the healthcare law, the way things have been happening. If you still, and you should get personal healthcare advice from your pharmacist. They should have time to spend with you. They should have time to fight for every dollar they can save you on a copay. And that's what you'll get at Adams Drugs. It is absolutely worth considering. It only takes a couple of minutes. Their system is as modern as any big box store pharmacy chain. And they can get your insurance information in and process your prescriptions in just a matter of minutes. But it is the place, and I don't care which of the 12 locations you choose to use, you're going to see a consistency, an appreciation for your business that the others, frankly, just don't have time to give you anymore because they're overwhelmed. So why not give it some thought? It's I call it Mayberry S. There's a lot of ways to describe it, but it's personal and it's warm and friendly. And all locations have gift shops and other features that make your visit to Adams Drugs guaranteed to be personal. Three locations, Montgomery right up the street from us at Perry Hill, Millbrook and Prattville, all have health clinics as well. So if you have a prescription for a shingles shot or a flu shot, you can have it done there. Go to adamsdrugs.net for the location. Nurse you. All right, Jay's ready for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question.
Every time you say shingles shot, I think of
shingles shot.
I think of Sean Connery.
Sean
shingles shot.
Yes.
What if I want a double shot? okay, here we go. Random facts. So earlier in Random Facts, Greg looked up a movie called Listomania.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the actor that he mentioned?
Ah.
Wow, I get rolled into the pop quiz.
You did.
I'm so flattered.
Yeah.
272-9228 should be easy enough for you to remember. 272-9228, first person with the correct answer wins $10 of free shopping and food. All callers qualify to win at our end of the week grand prize drawings. Right now, 272-9228.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, and we are very busy now on all the 31s into Montgomery, especially with Tumka Highway at Redland Road and Jasmine Hill Road, also the River Bridge lights as everybody's headed into town. Congressman Dickinson, Federal Drive, Atlanta Highway, very busy into downtown Montgomery, as well as the boulevard around the city. We got congestion on Taylor Road, I-65 and 85. Heavy traffic now into downtown Montgomery. One slowdown on 85 southbound at the Eastern Boulevard to Perry Hill Road. Other than that, things are moving along pretty well this morning. Use caution, drive carefully. No accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. The 2020s are here at Reinhardt Toyota, and the selection is fantastic. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted and shop inside at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Well. Apparently, Jay stumped the audience.
Okay.
Apparently so. Or
we kind of got distracted by this Lysol coronavirus thing.
So, and you were talking about listomania, which is some sort of. You mentioned the pharmacist or the France Listomania, is that his name?
France List. Yes, and the Listomania.
And they made a movie about him in the 70s, starring a very famous rock and roller.
There you go.
And we're not. I mean, if we have to, we'll go to Lawrence Welk, but we're not moving from this position until we get a winner at 270.
Hey,
good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Stacy.
Hey, Stacy.
Stacy, what's the first letter of your last name, please?
N.
All right. Are you a first-time caller?
Yes.
Oh, hey. We really appreciate
it. Hey,
we're happy. Great. Who's the actor we're talking about? He's a rock and roller, too.
Roger Daltrey?
You got it!
Right. Yes, exactly right.
See how easy that was? And now you can enjoy $10 of free shopping at Food Out, which would include a little over 5 pounds of boneless chicken breasts, among many other things, 2 half gallons of Bluebell ice cream.
Where are you from, Stacy?
Snowden.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Hey, Stacy, do you happen to know... Listomania is also a song by who? Do you happen to know? Which group?
Who?
Something we mentioned.
The Who? Is it The Who?
No, actually, it's more of an alt-rock band called Phoenix. But anyway, I was just curious. You're a winner anyway. So thanks,
okay,
Stacy.
Please hold.
Hang on the line.
All right, at 7:38.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
Well, we see this narrow ribbon of showers on the radar west of Birmingham and now just coming into Tuscaloosa. And this is the representative of the leading edge of Arctic air that'll sweep across the area today. We'll have highs in the upper 50s. It'll become windy later. And yes, there could be a passing shower. I think the chances are pretty tiny, but you could see a shower somewhere in the area. And then temperatures will drop behind the front. It becomes very windy with temperatures falling into the 40s and then the 30s overnight tonight. We fall to a low of 31, and the morning wind show, it doesn't take much wind to get the morning wind show down to the low 20s first thing tomorrow morning, so one of those mornings where you're going to need a hat, glove, you know, that kind of deal. And then sunshine tomorrow, but we probably won't reach 50 degrees. I think I've got us at 49 for a high tomorrow, a little breezy, down to 29 by dawn Friday morning. Friday's high in the upper 50s to around 60, a windy day, then colder again Friday night, a dry weekend. Right now this morning, west winds at 7, they'll pick up later. It's 46 at 7:40.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Luke Wire's been in business since 1976 in the AC and heating business, but for more than two decades, they've been second to none in the plumbing business. They are my go-to plumbers, and I love the fact that even on the middle of Christmas Day or in the middle of a weekend or in the middle of the night, I can pick up the phone and call Plumbing by Luke Wire, and they are ready to take your call and help you out, because plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. And guess what? They don't charge overtime even in those off hours. That's the cool part to me. So whether it's, I've used them for broken pipes, busted toilets, let's see, what else? Clogged garbage disposals, even. If you need your hot water heater installed, they'll do that as well. Plumbing by Luke Wire, 264-9666. Let the professionals take care of you like they take care of me. Or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
For the first time ever, a rocket scientist is not a human. And you'll find out who and why in Animal Stories coming up.
All right, so I went to Lysol's website.
Yes.
And it talks about the coronavirus. And it says, does Lysol kill coronavirus, and he gives the whole scientific name of everything, says it has demonstrated effectiveness against viruses similar to that. In accordance with the EPA viral emergency pathogen policy, the following Lysol products can be used against the coronavirus when used in accordance with directions for use. And he gives a big list, and they all have these numbers on them. And I looked up our number on this bottle, and the numbers on here, they match. So this does effectively...
Who wants to get sprayed first?
Yeah. It says on hard, non-porous surfaces. Pretty sure your body is porous.
You remember when Mom would spray off on you?
Oh, the off stuff was hard. He may not remember. I don't know.
What does that mean?
It's mosquito spray.
Yeah, he knows that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, because you're near Chicago and everything else, and probably didn't have to deal
they
with that
They had mosquitoes
stuff.
Up there, too.
Yeah, we had skeeters
but
up there.
But probably not near. I just don't.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, it was almost like every day in the summer. Come here.
No,
hold your hands out.
I know.
In the city, it wasn't a problem. In Chicago, if you were going on a picnic or out of the city to a forest preserve district, that's when you had to bring it.
Because the city would spray, right? They'd come around and spray.
Yeah, they were gassing us. Yeah. These tanks would come down, not military tanks, but these tank trucks would come down.
Yep.
And we thought it was a blast, these big clouds.
Let's go play
out.
In the DDT.
So we run out. Our parents didn't care. So we run out just to... You know, have fun in the fog, so to speak. And as you can say, it hasn't affected me one bit.
Honey, Greggy's a little more dense today than he was yesterday.
Since this came up, I'm going to play it. Then we come back with animal stories and a rocket scientist all in one convenient feature.
No single actor has mastered dialects quite like Sean Connery. From his roles in The Hunt for Red October.
I'm a Russian submarine captain.
To The Untouchables.
I am a Chicago policeman.
And now, the master of ethnic character acting can teach you his secret techniques at the Sean Connery Academy of Accents.
Good morning, students. Today, we'll work on sounding French. Repeat after me. Bonjour, would you have any croissants, s'il vous plaît?
Bonjour, would you have any croissants, s'il vous plaît?
Well done.
At the Sean Connery Academy of Accents, you'll learn the best accent is the one you were born with.
Now, class, guess which accent I'm doing this time?
A Scottish guy?
Close, that was my Mexican guy.
Enroll today at the Sean Connery Academy of Accents.
And this is the Fox Business Report.
Some major U.S. companies are reporting upbeat earnings news, though Wall Street is focused on the impact of the coronavirus. The stock market plunge yesterday puts this week's Dow Jones Industrials losses at nearly 1,900 points. Daryl Kronk of Wells Fargo Advisors says many companies are impacted by the virus.
Travel, luxury, right, all that stuff's going to be impacted. And so those names, we think some are going to come under, have already come under some pretty significant pressure, right? The autos, the airlines, some of your more luxury-ended type things.
And now credit rating service Moody's believes global auto sales will decline 2.5% this year with only a modest rebound next year. Lowe's made a profit in its recent quarter. Its sales improved and its expenses declined. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Bill Hemmer reports weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern.
Moving to the town of Chaldea.
These are complex times. They need to be understood in more than just a soundbite.
We're in central Hanoi, just a few blocks.
When people's lives are affected, it's important to be fast, but it's most important to be right.
Boston is a city in shock.
Information has never moved faster than it does today. It is our job to cut through it.
Bill Hemmer reports weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fox News Channel.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Montgomery County Commission passed a proclamation in support of an ad valorem tax increase Tuesday night. Now it's up to Alabama lawmakers to pass the proposal in the legislature before it could go to a vote from the people. Alabama Arise is calling for an end to Alabama's grocery tax. The group says it's a tax on basic survival. Alabama is one of only three states that has a grocery tax. There's a bill moving through the state house that would repeal the 4% grocery tax if it's passed. And the Salvation Army of Montgomery is one step closer to moving from its Maxwell Boulevard location. The organization has signed a memorandum of understanding to sell its buildings and property to the city of Montgomery and then purchase a new building from the city. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I'm Beth Kellum. There are people who want me off the Court of Criminal Appeals because they think that someone else will be softer on criminals or replace criminal justice with social justice. But that's not what serving as a judge is all about. A judge's job is first and foremost to respect the Constitution. That means making sure the punishment fits the crime, and it means following the law, not legislating from the bench.
Beth Kellum brings decades of criminal and appellate law experience to the bench, and Beth Kellum's seen it all.
When you've been around criminal law for decades, you've heard everything. That's where experience counts.
Beth Kellum has the intelligence, the courage, the experience, and conservative values Alabama needs on the Court of Criminal Appeals. Re-elect Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Paid for by Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Box 24-15-11 Montgomery, 36124. BethKellum.com.
I don't jibber-jabber.
Whatever you're going to say next, I bet it's wrong.
Have you ever shopped U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct? You might be interested to know they carry a variety of dairy, produce, meats, canned fruits and vegetables, pre-made heat and serve appetizers, desserts, and beverages, as well as all of the ingredients to create your own from scratch. They also offer commercial cooking supplies, a complete line of party supplies, paper goods, and specialty items. There are no membership fees, and it's open to the public. Located at 5455 Atlanta Highway, U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Today's show is brought to you by Wednesday, the day we never pronounce correctly. Wednesday?
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business, trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home. That's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Glide Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
And for the first time in the history of our rocket scientist feature, our nominee is a dog, which means we can tell this story in animal stories, Simba. So let's do it on News Talk 93.1 FM. It is time for Tales from the Wild Kingdom. Today's animal story is Wolfman.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper.
Just a little talk to it. All right. Last week, in the wee hours of the morning, an unexpected visitor strolled through the doors of the Odessa, Texas Police Department and hopped up in the counter. It was a friendly dog who seemed eager to let officers know of an incident in progress. This is starting to sound like Lassie, you know, because people could always interpret Lassie's barks and behaviors to specific terms. That a certain someone had gone missing from home. And it turned out that it was the dog himself. And now for the rest of the story, wherever I buried it. You know, how did I do this to myself? There we go. Despite enjoying the dog's surprise company, those on duty didn't forget about the case he'd originally brought forward. Solving it, however, hit a snag. The dog was wearing a collar, but the ID tag had apparently broken off. So animal control was dispatched to come check for a microchip. Microchip, man, that's like when you drop a small hit of
Look at that cute little dog.
Hello, I'm missing. Could you help me, please?
Before animal control arrived, though, things took a turn. Evidently deciding he'd been missing long enough, the dog headed back to his family all on his own. He ran out just as quick as he came in, said Sergeant Martin, having posted about the incident on Facebook. The owner responded the next day to say that it was his dog and he returned home. He lives about a mile from the station. The dog, named Chico,
and the man
had cracked his first case, although it was one of his own design. I was impressed, Martin said. He may just be cut out for this kind of work.
That's a cute little doggy.
He's a good boy. A farmer in Stafford, Virginia, said his wife went out to check on their goats. Where's the damn goat? And saw that they were let out of their pen. Her husband then found 19-year-old Cole Schrock in their field and held him at gunpoint until police arrived. Police say Schrock slurred his words. Try and say that fast, fine. Schrock slurred his words. Initially gave them a false name, but later admitted pretending to be intoxicated, which was confirmed with a breathalyzer test. Three goats were found up tied up next to Schrock's pickup truck. He was arrested and charged with larceny of animals, identity theft to avoid arrest, and unlawful entry with an intent to commit larceny. When it comes to criminals, he was not the goat. The greatest of all time. And let's hope he was only after those goats for their milk. All that now our rocket
science. Gosh.
Well, man.
Hey. I mean, there's something to that story, right? So Chico was our rocket scientist, and Chico's a good boy. There's a lot of bad boys and girls out there that you need to protect yourself from. Choose Applied Security. They're a local company that has access to all state-of-the-art technologies for home protection. We've used them here at Blue Water for many, many years, and their system is, well, not just because I work here, it's foolproof. And if you don't have what you need to access our building, you're not getting in. And if you try forcibly, you're going to hear an alarm system. It would sound like a tornado warning from here to Eastern Boulevard or Perry Hill Road. And the police are on the way. It's an excellent system. You can have the same thing for your home, your business, your property. And Applied Security can install it and maintain it for you locally. 279-8338. For Mark and Vicki, great company in business since 1987, so they've got lots of experience, residential and commercial. 279-8338 for Applied Security. Their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number is 276. It is 7:55. We have a conundrum coming up and a chance to win $10 of great food at Seafood Bistro.
The conservative outsider for U.S. Congress in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District is Jeff Coleman.
Well, the campaign's almost over. And charges are flying. But here's the truth. The United States military still uses our moving services all around the world, every single day, and has for 70 years. I'm looking past partisan politics to support our military and help President Trump build that wall.
Jeff Coleman's the real deal conservative in this race. He's been endorsed by the Alabama Farmers Federation, the Business Council of Alabama, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's a conservative businessman, not a politician. And Jeff refuses to play political games.
Tiff and I have loved meeting you, and I'd sure appreciate your vote.
Absolutely. I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Don't forget Brad McDonald at 5:10 this afternoon with full market analysis.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic busiest part of the morning. We've got spotty congestion all the way around the boulevard. A lot of cars inbound on the 31s, and we're seeing congestion again this morning on the Wetumpka Highway at Jasmine Hill and at Redland Road. We got those morning slowdowns in place on 65 southbound at the 143 from Millbrook into Montgomery. Also on 85 southbound from Mount Meigs past Chantilly to Taylor Road. Very heavy traffic on I-65 and 85 this morning. Buckle up, drive carefully. No accidents in the Montgomery area reported to us to pass along to you at this time. Exhibitors are needed for career discovery at Trenum State. This hands-on expo allows 8th graders to explore careers in high-demand jobs. Go to Central Alabama Work. .com for more info for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. Well, everybody is back from market and understand you got some great stuff.
Bubba, we have got the newest gift ideas you will find coming straight from market. We've got the wonderful jewelry, good-looking, bright jewelry that doesn't break the bank and is going to be the perfect gift any time of the year. Also, we've got some wonderful totes that have just come in. They are bright colored, ready for the beach, the lake, those things. We've also got dry wick beach towels, but we also have some Turkish towels that have just come in. And if that's not your thing and you're looking for something different, we've got this new popcorn that just came in. It's got chocolates, sea salt, all kinds of great flavors. It is new. We had it years ago and we got it back because it was such a great seller. But we've always got the freshest and finest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have it at Tucker Pecan.
Where are you located?
We are located at 350 North McDonald Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What